All right. November 7th, Tuesday, 2023. I've got something I've been thinking about. It's a good rant, and it's in the vein of divide and conquer. I've been listening to kind of the back and forths about abortion. So yeah, this is about abortion, but it's not going to be your typical conservative viewpoint. And I think if I make a note on that, I'll actually have that's the last idea I share kind of as an umbrella. It's about abortion, but it's about divide and conquer. So I lean more libertarian. So being a libertarian really showed me how the government can never mandate morals. And the main point of fact proven there is the failed war on drugs. When the government outlaws something, that increases the risk, so that increases the price. If the United States government wanted to stop the drug war today, they would just decriminalize everything. The only reason that industry exists is because it is illegal. It's not moral, and this might be, if this is a new idea for you, that might be something you need to chew on for a while. But the hardest thing, or that's going to be hardest for the people who come from the religious right. It is immoral for a secular government to criminalize or somehow penalize drug use. It's just not right. It doesn't get to the heart of the issue. But with that being said, another example of that is the countries that decriminalize prostitution. So just think of this for a second. If a woman that's in dire straits economically can make $900 a pop, pun intended, I guess, then that's going to, you know, the money in that situation is going to be enough to incentivize a large number of women. But if it's not illegal and it's you know, 12 minimum wage to do so, $20, whatever, or a woman can charge $50 or $100. Less women are going to do that. And in today's society, man, that's a whole other can of worms. But the countries that decriminalized prostitution, the number of prostitutes fell because there isn't a lot of women out there that are going to subject themselves to that type of treatment for such a low amount of money. The only reason the cost goes up is because a government, a secular government, or any type of government, is going to enact some kind of punishment if you partake in that. Risk goes up, price goes up. So now, back to abortion. If it's outlawed, that's going to create a black market for abortions. It's just a fact. It's going to be less safe. It's going to be more risky. It's going to cost a lot more money. There's going to be an entire black market on abortions. And if there's a black market on abortions, there's going to be an additional black market on the organs, because that's already going on, harvesting babies' organs. So if in a free market society, you can find anything. You can find any service and pay for it. Right? So in a hypothetical scenario, let's say abortion is illegal nationwide or in an entire state, you're literally gonna have crop farms for organs pop up. And just think about that for a second. I'm stunned myself. But if the cost and the risk for abortion goes up, people who do it, people who are, I guess, opportunists, morals aside, let's say they'll only do an abortion for eight month pregnant women. Well, then they're going to realize how much money they can get for the organs. Then there's going to be, since sex trafficking is such a problem, then there's going to be entire crops of women who all they do is get pregnant, crank out kids so they can sell the organs. I mean, it's just, it doesn't get to the heart of the matter. And one thing I was thinking about is society in general is kind of engineered against our nature. You know, most kids start puberty somewhere around 14. Somewhere. Yes, it's earlier for some. There's exceptions to the rule. Some are as young as 9. The food we're eating is making women get breasts at like 9 years old. There's estrogen mimickers and everything. And if you see a fat young boy who's got breasts, it's because of the food. But that's an aside. But if we're, go back 1,000 years, the average child, and we use the term child because we all think of an adult as 18, which is hogwash. Back 100 years, a 13-year-old boy was ready to take over the farm because dad was going to die at 40. They were having babies at 14, 15, 16. They were ready to go, and it was in line with their nature. It was in line with their puberty. And nowadays, everything is in an arrested development state, literally everything. All forms of responsibility in adulthood are put off until like the early to mid 30s, and I'm right in there with that. So this the divide and conquer aspect of this is, it's not about whether abortion is right or wrong. You can have your own opinions on that, but if we think deeper about it, it's unavoidable because of the way the system is built. 100 years ago, a 14-year-old boy that was horny or all worked up, that was helping dad on the farm, number one, had something to do with his hands all day instead of sitting in a classroom staring at the chick next to him that has leggings on. And the pickings were slim. You know, in a spread out agrarian society like we used to be, there was one girl in his community or two, and man, just being able to paint that picture would take a while, but I'll describe it a little bit, I guess. You know, he could start puberty, start to realize he has urges. There was no porn, there was no internet. And to satisfy that urge, he would be led to court a woman. And he would have to have his poop in a group, right? And so would the woman. She'd have to be, if she wanted to be a wife, she'd have to be acting like one. And if he wanted to be a husband, he'd have to be acting like one. He'd have to be mature. It was all based on merit. Today, it's not based on merit. Today, you're going through puberty, you're sitting somewhere in middle school, the girl next to you might be sending you nudes on her Snapchat, and it's all screwed up. So, just like I was talking about previously, about the whole Israel-Hamas thing, it's not black and white. And I think one thing we need to realize as a group of people in the Western world is these issues are not black and white. And Andrew Tate calls it the Matrix, so I'll just adopt that phrase. The Matrix puts this stuff in front of us to keep us busy. Like, if someone... I was really searching myself deeply about the visceral reaction I get when someone wants to argue for or against an issue, if they disagree with me. And I got to thinking, like, that's a problem. I should be able, as a mature adult, to be able to sit and listen to somebody, and it doesn't matter what they think or believe. And there's still a few issues that get me triggered, quote-unquote. But abortion doesn't anymore, because I was thinking about the ramifications of outlawing it, because of what I know about war on drugs, and when they outlaw certain guns, and when the government does step in. And I was thinking, well, the goal is to get some of these behaviors to stop, because it feeds a cycle of recklessness in society. The number one problem in society is fatherlessness. And that's something no one talks about. And how do you get fatherlessness? Well, you incentivize bad behavior in both genders, and there is incentives for these things. Our society, Elon Musk said it, and I'll harken back to it again, there's a literal virus attacking Western society. It's bad beliefs, it's like a mixture of Marxism, communism, I know those things are similar. It's like anti-human. And think of it, you're 14 years old, you're a boy, you're hiding an erection under your desk, and the chick next to you is wearing leggings. That's not, like, that situation should never had existed. Because 100 years ago, if there was farm work to do, school was not in session, and that kid was actually out learning something that was going to value, that was going to be of value and benefit him. So, another point of fact on that is free public education is one of the planks to the Communist Manifesto. So just think of these things. Like, seriously, we're so dumbed down that people right now are in the streets killing each other, whether they support Hamas or Israel. And it's like, there's good and bad on both sides. Like, are the innocent civilians that are children in Palestine bad people, even if they're being indoctrinated by Hamas? There was a massive disapproval of how Benjamin Netanyahu responded. It took 7 or 10 hours to respond to the attack on that concert or whatever, which is actually questionable if that even happened, because someone showed, it's gone now, I can't find it again, but someone showed the exact same footage of these people at a concert from a previous concert that was recorded. So how much of this is even true? It really reminds me of 9/11 in America, and I'd say 8 or 9 out of 10 people do not believe the official 9/11 story. So, I hope as I explain some of these things, we can connect the dots, and we can really think about these things, because most of us compartmentalize things, like pro, are you for or against abortion? It's like, well, I'm actually against prepubescent or pubescent teenagers being so dumbed down and so immature that they can't get married at 16 the way it used to be 100 years ago. And like, to the average person, that's not even an answer, because I'm thinking of it on such a deep level. And as a conservative, do I want the government mandating morals? No. If the religious right had their way, masturbation would be outlawed. How are you going to enforce that? Tyranny. So, my overall point here is, like that umbrella idea I talked about, is the divide and conquer. That is such a basic tactic of the Matrix, and it keeps us all busy. And I just read an article today, some Jewish guy got killed he got hit in the head by something. And that's mindlessness. That Jewish guy and whoever killed him was a bleeding heart for the Palestinians. Those two people, the pawns in the chess game, probably had more in common than they realized. But because the prince and power of the air, the god of this age, has control and what's being pumped out is just mindlessness. Literal mindlessness. That's all for now.